Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose,
a Bachelor Nation podcast where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we got a lot going on for this episode.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about, guys, firstly, the cast bios were released this week. ABC.com finally put up the pictures and little questionnaires or whatever for all 29 girls. So we're going to dissect that.
And then the countdown to Ari, and they also made it just as corny and changed the next month, you guys. It is not January. Oh. It is now Janu-ari. And the countdown to Ari was just a close-up look at some of the girls whose bios were released. A reminder of, you know, who is this nigga Ari?
Who is Ari?
And why should we care about him again? Mm-hmm. A trailer for this season.
Yes.
The upcoming season, which is the most important part.
So exciting.
And then also Ari's consistent love for dark blue suits.
Yes, which we will talk about at the end when we talk about our thoughts for the trailer.
Yep.
This man loves some blue suits.
Loves cerulean.
Cerulean blue. Cerulean. Mm-hmm. Throwback to Devil Wears Prada, y'all. Of course, we have to start off every episode with our Peter and Eric update.
Update for our loves.
Do you want to start with what's Eric up to?
Sure.
What's Eric bigger?
I'll start with Eric. So I get very, very excited whenever Eric has any sponsorships because he came in third. So I don't expect him to have anything.
He came in third and his Instagram count is like a bit low.
Yeah, 125.
Compared to some other guys, he can do a little better.
His influence is lower.
Yeah.
But he has a deal with Bacardi, which is exciting.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
Damn, okay.
Right. Yeah, so he got a little sponsorship going. He has some merch.
Okay.
He has some hats, some dad hats. What is one? I mean, they obviously say Miracle Season, which is only his Miracle Season. I don't really know why that's a thing.
Can we talk about merch for a second?
Let's talk about merch.
Who is buying this merch? Everybody has merch. Not even just the Bachelor people, but like
everybody.
Like, we could come out with merch.
No,
like,
that would
be in line with what people in the podcast world do. Like, put out merch. Who is wearing a t-shirt that says Two Black Girls, One Rose on the street? Why do I want a hat that says Miracle Season? I love Eric, but I don't want that hat.
So luckily for Eric,
what's going on?
He's whack. But he does have his two dad hats that say Women Over Everything.
That's cute.
Which is very cute. He has a black and white, just super cute. He needs a name for us. We need to be the Biggertons or the Bigs.
Biggeristas.
The Biggeristas. Eric.
Eric, you can take that.
Oh my God, I'm charging.
That was free.
That was free.
The Biggeristas.
Yes.
All right, Eric, out here.
Uh-huh.
What else? Anything else, Eric?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, my man Peter, love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Also not that much going on with him, but yeah. So it's been confirmed that he is not on Bachelor Winter Games, even though trifling-ass Mike Fleiss, who is one of the producers of The Bachelor, came out like a while ago and said, we have Peter. Peter is not going to be on Bachelor Winter Games, which I'll also get to. Only big thing with Peter this week, he got a little touchy in his feelings, reminiscing. He had an Instagram post where he's talking about like his old modeling days where he used to struggle with an eating disorder.
And who was reading that caption? Because that man's fine ass in those pictures.
I know. That's the thing. It was a long ass caption about his old eating disorder, but it was tagged to a photo where he was just looking delicious. I remember the picture because I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Didn't read the caption until I googled like Peter Krause to like try and find news for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And then it came up like the caption on this, and I was like, should I even read the damn caption? But yeah, he did a whole caption, like, very, getting into it, talking about his past with, you know, when he started off with modeling, and he struggled with the eating disorder, trying to keep up with the other models, and, like, have the perfect body and all that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Which, because, you know, he's in, like, the personal training, world, so he's trying to be, like, transparent as it relates to his, like, fitness and food and things.
You know, that's a good way to start a brand, to be transparent.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good start. Yeah.
Gotta let him in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much with Peter. Other Bachelor news.
Oh yeah.
So back to Bachelor Winter Games, which my man Peter will not be on. It's supposedly gonna release in February. So that's just a lot happening because The Bachelor is releasing in January. So
right.
Like overlap.
Mid-season
and just overlapping on each other. So we're gonna have a lot of just
lot
Bachelor
of content.
Nation content happening. and so the overall format, like more has been released. The overall format is, it's basically, a mix between, so if those of you know, if you guys have been watching, you watch like Bachelor Pad. So it's like kind of Bachelor Pad, kind of like MTV The Challenge,
where there's a mix
of like, they're fighting for love, but also for money through these kind of like physical activities or whatever. But what makes this even cooler, it's going to be on during the Winter Olympics. And so they're actually going to have contestants from other Bachelor franchises around the world.
So represented.
I think they're going to have like a Bachelor USA team versus like people from like Bachelor Australia going to be competing against them, then Bachelor like Japan or like whatever. And so it's going to be like a mini Bachelor. It's like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine like the production that went in behind the scenes
to get
this to even happen. Yeah. So it's not even just getting U.S. people, but also, like, coordinating with, like, the Bachelor folks in the Netherlands or whatever.
Right.
Their franchise over there. And, like, having representatives. I don't even know.
Yeah, because that's different production companies.
Right.
Getting together.
It's, like, all under the Bachelor franchise, but that's, like, a completely different team that plans that whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So, sounds wild.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh.
Can't wait. Some people are going to be on it. So, Dean has already been... Our baby Dean... has been photographed. He's confirmed. He's going to be there trying to redeem himself from the straight trash that he was on Bachelor in Paradise. So we'll see. I already know he's going to be falling in love with some, like, some girl from, like, Bachelor France.
Norway.
Yeah. And then another girl from Bachelor Norway.
Yep.
Some crazy love triangle. Already know that's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Your man, Eric. Yes,
girl. No.
Eric Baer is on Bachelor Winter Games.
Because these hats are not selling. Oh my God, Eric! Don't disappoint me, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And don't leave me. We talked about this last night. Don't be falling in love with any girls.
What dreams are you having? What? yeah, so Eric's going to be there. And then some other... I don't think you're going to know these people, but like Ashley I...
Oof, nope.
No,
I couldn't literally be anyone.
Her whole thing, she cries a lot. She's allergic.
Oh, no!
She's a little bit crazy. She has a podcast as well.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be on there. Luke Pell, he's from JoJo season.
Oof.
Everyone thought that he probably was going to be the Bachelor, and then they gave it to Nick Viall. So there's going to be some Bachelor, like, big name people.
Is Nick going to be on there trying to find love again?
Nick is not going
to
be. Please, Nick, stay off. We do not need to see you again. This shit is not working for you.
Oh,
I am so sorry, boo.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, no Nick. So that's Bachelor Winter Games, Bachelor News.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
I'm very excited for this. All right.
Oh my goodness. Well, now we can go into our bios.
Yes.
That's highlight of
girls.
The week.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. 29 girls.
That's a lot.
I think like 8 of them. There's 8 different versions of the same name.
Yep. There's 65 Laurens this season.
But I would like to know our overall thoughts before we go into these girls individually. So, Natasha, what are your overall thoughts?
Before I go in and dissect the hell out of these girls one by one, Overall thoughts. So, if you remember from last episode, when I talked about my thoughts or predictions for this upcoming season, or something I wanted to see, and I said, Ari's 36 years old, I want to see a cast of girls who are of, like, a viable age. And I'll say I'm decently happy. These girls were, generally of good ages. There were, of course, a sprinkling of, like, 23-year-olds and, like, 25-year-olds. Right. Who, in my opinion, have no business trying to find a husband, one, or two, dating some 36-year-old man, on national television. But outside of that, there were plenty of, like, girls in their late 20s. There was even a 33-year-old woman. Yes. I was like, yes, this is what I want to see. Like, I was going to be so pissed if it was, like, 29, 23-year-old models. Like, that's not... that makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, my overall impression's there. Loving the ages. Yeah, good sprinkling of girls of color.
Yes, very good.
Most black girls ever.
On an intro cast?
In an intro cast.
All right, ABC.
Yeah, I think Sean Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Lowe's season, he had, like, that was, like, historic. My nigga had, like, five black girls on his season. And so here, I think we have nine people of color, because there were some other, like, non- you know, people of the African diaspora on the show. So we count them in our group.
Oh, yeah.
So I was happy with that. There was more black girl, more people of color than ever, I think, in this cast.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
Very exciting.
How exciting.
What did you think?
I was also pleasantly surprised by how interested I was in some of these girls. Because most of them, sometimes... that's what would turn me off of even watching, was seeing the cast photo and being like, why would I ever watch Kent Place 2.0? Why would I ever?
For the record, y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's Kent our Place private school.
Is our, where we met, actually.
Yeah.
Justine and I went to a very bougie, very white, very affluent, all girls private school.
Yep.
We got stories.
Oh, yeah. For days.
Yeah, these girls look like they went to high school.
They do. All of them.
Every last one of them.
Yeah. And so that's not what I really wanted to see. I had very high expectations.
Okay.
And, they weren't met. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay that I didn't see a girl with a hijab on the cast.
Girl, I already told you. You're asking way too much. A girl with a hijab. I would love to see that, but it ain't happening on this year's show.
Down.
Nope.
It's not going down.
Nope.
So,
it ain't.
Yeah, also pleasantly surprised, but, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, should we dive in?
Yes, let's go.
Let's dive in. All right, we're starting off. First girl, Allie. 27-year-old personal stylist from Lawton, Oklahoma. Okay. She's very pretty. She has dimples.
Yeah. Great brows.
Really pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. First question. Who are you styling? Who are you personally styling in Lawton, Oklahoma? I mean...
oh, God. Not even Oklahoma City.
Not even Oklahoma City. Should we look at the population kind of Lawton, Oklahoma?
Yes!
Who are you personally... are you getting business, girl? Are you... what is this?
Because it's not just stylist. She could have just said regular stylist for, like, she's whatever, Oklahoma stylist. Daily. She said personal stylist. She's going to people's houses.
Yeah. Okay, Oklahoma. Sorry, I just looked it up, y'all. Mm-hmm. Population, 96,000. It's the fifth largest city in the state.
That doesn't say much.
it's bigger than I thought.
Oh.
In my head, I was thinking, like, 1,000 people. Like, styling her grandma. Like, So that was my first question.
Yeah.
Another thing I noticed about her, which kind of bothers me with people in general, she said, where is it? Her three best attributes. Funny, kind, down to earth. I always hate people. I always hate when people call themselves funny.
Yes.
Or describe themselves as funny.
Yeah.
You see it a lot in online dating, on online dating profiles. Guys are like, I'm funny, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, I'll be the judge if you're funny. You can't call that characteristic for yourself. You can't describe yourself as funny.
Yeah.
You, that's something, that's an adjective that someone's given to you.
Right.
You can't attribute that to yourself.
And also, what does she say? Funny, kind, and what else? down to earth. You're supposed to be kind and down to earth in life, so to have that be your best attribute is pretty whack. Allie, I'm sorry. Like, you're supposed to be, especially if you're from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be nice, and you're definitely supposed to be down to earth. So
that's true. So she lost me with the attributes.
Nah.
Back to the drawing board, Allie.
Yep.
Back to the drawing board.
But also, she admittedly to the whole population of the whole world wide web says that she listens to Nickelback.
Nickelback, they always like hate on Nickelback.
No, it's terrible.
This is like a thing in the universe. No, I don't even know who they is, but like I know I'm supposed to hate Nickelback for some reason.
No, yeah.
Why is that a thing?
Because Nickelback is one of those groups that's just not creative in any way. Like, they have a song where it's just the same melody as one of their hit songs backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're just like whack all around.
I can't think. I'm sure I have like a song or two on my iTunes.
Oh, yeah, probably from 1996 or whatever.
Last thing. I did like, though, they asked her, like, what does being married mean to you? I liked her answer.
Oh, yeah.
She said, commitment and being your whole, true, imperfect self with someone. You both accept each other, flaws and all. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I think that is really what, like, finding your soulmate, not even soulmate, finding, like, your lifelong partner is someone who you truly can be your whole, true, imperfect self with.
Right. And that they love those imperfections anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you won back points, Allie.
All right, Allie.
Next!
Next up is Amber.
Amber.
Who looks like she has a bump it in her photo. She got the strong bump it in the back with a good old spray of L-Net. L'Oreal L-Net spray.
She does.
Looks like she got some weave in the front there. I can see it's very shiny, Amber.
Oh, my God.
But you know why? Because she's a 29-year-old business owner. She doesn't have time.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
They do that. They did that to Peter. He was a business owner. And then he learned that he was, like, a fitness trainer or whatever, like, with his own business. But why couldn't they just write that?
Yeah, well,
what does business owner mean? What business? That means nothing. Yeah. I hate that occupation. That is not an occupation.
We're a business owner. We got a podcast.
Right. But, like, I need some specifics. Like, I hate when they do that. Anyways.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But not as bad as her lunch date.
Girl, you already know. Mm-hmm.
Now, for this girl, she had lunch with three people, alive or dead. And the first person was Kim Kardashian. Then the two other people, which I found the most disrespectful, were Steve Jobs and her grandfather.
You were going to have them sit at a table with Kim Kardashian? You got to think of the dynamics of this girl. This lunch sounds terrible.
Unless your grandpa had a Kardashian fetish, I'm not really sure why you would do that to your grandfather.
I don't even know.
And definitely not Steve Jobs.
No.
You're going to erect Steve Jobs from the dead to have lunch with the girl who invented Kimojis and Lumi cases.
And, like, even sitting down with Kim, like,
yeah, no.
It would be boring because she wouldn't really tell you shit. Like, if I'm sitting down with Kim Kardashian, like, I got questions about the sex tape, about Ray J. Mm-hmm. I have all kinds of questions about Kylie,
Kanye.
What's going on with her body. Yeah, what's going on with Kanye? What happened to Kanye? Old Kanye versus new Kanye since you came in. Like, I have questions.
North. I need North to be there.
Yeah, but she wouldn't answer any of those questions. This lunch with Kim would be terrible.
And you have to sign an NDA before you even get there.
And you have to sign an NDA. Yeah. Like, it would just... She's not an ideal lunch candidate.
No.
Sorry, Amber.
No, not at all. So, I'm holding that against you, Amber. Sorry. All season. Oh. Her fictional character of who she would be was Ariel. And she said, because you get to marry Prince Eric, what a stud. And you know what? If Ari was a prince, wouldn't he be Eric?
From Little Mermaid.
Of all the Disney dudes? I'm going to Google, look it up.
Yeah, I think I can see that. And then even Ariel as a choice, like, of all the Disney princesses? Yes. Okay, yes. What? I'm looking at a picture of him, guys.
Yeah.
And then even, like, I love the shit of Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
But if I had to choose one fictional character or, like, one Disney princess, because most of the girls, they chose a Disney princess. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, a lot of them chose Disney princesses. Which Ariel wouldn't be my choice.
Yeah. All right, Amber. All right. We'll bump it. We'll see you later.
Bump it. It's so funny. Next up is Annalise.
Woohoo!
Love the name.
Love the name.
Annalise is 32.
I saw it in that face.
I know you did.
Yes, I did. No, you didn't. I said this girl is in her mature. 30s.
Yeah, she definitely looks like she's in her 30s. She's mature. She's not terrible, though.
No, she doesn't look bad.
No. She's 32. So it's a solid age.
Yep.
She's an event designer. It's a great job, I think.
Yeah, especially for being in California.
She's in San Mateo, California. It's like competition in that like design kind of world.
Right, yeah, so, for sure.
Solid job, solid age. I'm sure she's like a very successful woman.
Yeah.
One thing, so they ask some of the girls tattoos, like what tattoos they have.
Oh, yeah.
I like this question because it's a good decipher. Is that even a word? Good
Decipher is a word, but I don't know.
I don't know what context is a
verb.
It's a good way to judge, like, okay, the girl's level of basicness.
Yes.
Like, I've been watching this question very closely. What tattoos do y'all girls have?
Yeah.
So, Annalise, she has a star on her left wrist.
Yeah, whack.
Which I was like, whack, whack, whack. Mm-hmm. But she redeemed herself, in my opinion, because her and her mom have the same tattoo.
That's very cute.
They got it done together on her birthday last year. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. You and your mom could have live, laugh, love together. Yeah. And I would forgive it.
And I would forgive it because it's a thing with her mom.
Yeah.
Even though it's like a very basic ass tattoo, like, it's cute.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's very cute. Annalise, another thing I noticed, and I realized I actually like this girl.
Yeah, me too.
If she could be someone for just one day, who would it be and why?
Who would it be?
Her first person she mentioned was Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yay!
What she know about Tracee Ellis Ross? I was like, does Annalise watch Black-ish? Why, as a random white woman, would you know Tracee Ellis Ross? Unless you're engaged in the work that she does, which her main thing right now is Black-ish.
Or Girlfriends.
Or you might know her from Girlfriends. Annalise, you watch your Girlfriends back in the day? Okay. So when I saw that, I was like, yes, Annalise, okay.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep.
She said Tracee Ellis Ross. She kind of killed me because she followed up with Miley Cyrus.
We're going to forget about that. It's okay.
Which is just problematic, but we going, whatever.
Skip it.
And then the third person she said was Chrissy Teigen.
Our other
fave. Which we love Chrissy. I often sometimes have to remind myself that Chrissy Teigen is not black.
I put her in black.
I put her in that category.
Yeah.
She looks black to me.
Yep, me too. Me too.
She looks like Blasian of some sort.
Yeah, for sure.
But she's Asian and Swedish?
She's Thai and Swedish.
Thai and Swedish, yeah. So, but she can hang.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So Annalise chose Tracee Ellis Ross or Chrissy Teigen. I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. And her reasons were good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool that she chose a woman who is over 40 and single with no kids, a young woman, and then a woman who's married with a child.
Yes.
I thought that was
very
cool.
Telling. That's true.
Yeah.
She chose, like, solid, I mean, outside of Miley Cyrus, but...
Yeah, no.
Solid women in their own rights.
Right!
I also liked her answer, the marriage answer.
Yes!
Again, which is another question I watch and I'm judging.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So what does marriage mean to you? She said, a partnership, a best friend, someone who makes you your best self, who will be a great parent, and someone who will always be there for you through thick and thin.
You know what the what does being married to you question does for me is I could read the answer to that question and pretty much tell how old you are.
Yes.
Because some of these girls,
yeah,
the way they answered that question,
it just
you could
shows
tell
their age that they are a child and have no business getting married right now.
None.
Very true.
I want to have sex a lot and
someone said that.
No.
Rush to her.
I have sex every day and I just want to wake up next to you. No.
Yeah, things I want to see are like partnership,
right?
Which is like what Annalise said. Someone who you can like be yourself with, like. Things like that.
And things that are in your own words.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
some canned phrases.
Shit that you've been hearing through your life or whatever.
Yes, that you read on a bumper sticker. No.
Yeah. So that's all I have for Annalise.
Okay.
Put her in my favorites category.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll bump her up.
Yeah.
She's a cool one.
Put a star next to Annalise's
name. All right.
Our next girl. How exciting. It's our first one. Our first black girl.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, we here.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes, very pretty.
Very pretty. Unfortunately, she is 25 years old.
Yeah.
And girl, I am telling you right now, that is too young to be dating someone who is 36.
36.
As like, someone who has put herself in that position.
Yep. Justine likes them old, y'all.
I like them ripe.
She likes them ripe to the T. Like, she dates an age bracket that I don't even look at. You really like older men.
I date within the age of 29 to 42.
Ugh. We are both 28.
We're both 28.
For context.
Yes.
Just turned 28, the both of us.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you said what?
29 to 42. And I've recently expanded to 29. It used to be like 32 to 42.
Yeah. No. 42?
42. But then you start really looking crusty when you're 42.
Yeah,
you start really aging.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough. I don't know. And I would have to find, like, Solange's husband. You know, Solange's husband's, like, 68, and...
No, he is not.
I think he's 50.
He is older, yeah. I think you're right.
And she's, like, our age.
But she's... Because she has a kid.
She's been through life.
Way more mature than me, for sure.
So oh, yeah, me too.
With that guy.
Yeah.
Miss Ashley here, though. 25.
Ashley! Sorry.
25, I was not looking for a husband. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me either.
It's just so strange to me, these girls.
I know. And even looking back on the guy who I dated, who was 36... I was way too young to be dating someone who had the kind of maturity that he had. Like, I was just too...
You were, like, not there yet.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there yet. And
a lot that happens in life between 25 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to do that with someone. Not,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just wasn't... Mm-mm. I didn't know myself enough.
Mm-mm.
And I definitely did not know myself enough to pack up my... I don't know, hair extensions and lip gloss and go and compete
against other women. See, that's like another
against
layer.
Other women. Yeah.
Nah, 25, I did not have the emotional maturity for that.
Nope. Mm-mm. And I noticed that on our own Twitter account, we were slandering women who did not have natural hair.
Oh, yeah. So I did a little thread, y'all, as I sit here with some braids in, but I am a naturalista.
And I am not.
And she is not.
I am what they call a leisure perm.
That once every six
months. Once every 5 months, I gotta relax there because I'm too lazy.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't even know how long natural now. Say 3 years.
Yeah. So
about
a while.
About 3 years natural.
Yeah.
But I called it out on the Twitter thread, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Only because one of the questions they ask are, you know, dear black woman here, actually. 5 things you can't live without. She says, my family, friends, Spotify, cute clothes, and her hair straightener.
Yeah.
I was like, Ashley, you're just breaking my heart there.
I know. Those are some whack answers.
Ashley, I mean, I don't know. I was happy.
25-year-old.
Yeah, I was so happy she came. I was like, we're the first black girl. Yeah. All her answers, I ain't gonna lie. They even know that. I'm a tough judge of movies.
Oh yeah, the movies. The
choices were, I mean, No Country for Old Men. That's like a classic. Superbad is Family Stone. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with.
Yeah.
Choices, whatever.
Me either.
Most romantic city to you? She said New York.
How?
I don't.
Okay, we both live here, guys, and just. To get away from the stench of garbage and rats and, like, homeless pee. Like, I don't understand how this could ever be the most romantic city.
No, there's definitely romantic places.
Yeah, elements.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think the High Line at night.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, a date. That's pretty,
the
like,
Empire State Building with them little binoculars.
Yeah, walking Central Park, like, day or nighttime can be romantic.
Well, nighttime, that's a little scary.
Yeah, nighttime a little scary.
Yeah.
Maybe like Mulberry, like Little Italy, like there's like little places that you can see the romance, but like I wouldn't call it the most romantic. They said the most romantic U.S. city.
Yeah,
I don't think New York would be my answer.
Absolutely not.
Nah. And I love the shit out of New York. But
absolutely,
it's not
yeah,
the most romantic.
Because you're walking through Little Italy, and if you go far enough, you'll get to Chinatown, and they'll throw fish
and
water at your feet. They
fish
don't care.
They don't care. Hit you.
Uh-uh.
Romance is dead.
Date or no.
Yeah, I don't know, Ashley.
Well, we're still rooting for you, Ashley.
Of course.
We still love you.
Still love you.
Mm-hmm.
But next. Becca K.
Oh, yeah, girl.
27. She is a publicist from Prior Lake, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, don't you know. Prior Lake, don't you know.
Yeah, don't you know. She, first of all, Prior, like, where they find these towns? Have you watched some of the names of the towns these girls are from? Like, Midwest towns? Prior Lake. Is Minnesota MN? I don't know.
I assume
Montana?
So. Because I'm sorry, guys. Those M states, they all get me.
Yeah.
Except for Massachusetts.
MN. Yeah, it's Minnesota. So yeah, 27-year-old publicist from Prior Lake, Minnesota.
Yep.
She top three movies. She kind of impressed me. Well, with two out of the three, she said Sister Act. Sister Act two.
Yeah, Sister Act two
is the better
way
one.
Way better. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, Becca, I see you. Gladiator, mm-hmm. which is a solid film.
It is.
I really like Gladiator. She killed me with Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's just like a no. But she is a woman of the Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah.
And so yeah. they love that Pitch Perfect shit.
Isn't that wild?
I fall asleep when I first saw it. And I'm a movie head.
Yes, yeah,
I often don't fall. I will watch anything. Mm-hmm. And I like a lot of movies. Pitch Perfect, I just didn't.
No.
Well, this just wasn't. I just didn't feel like it was made for me.
Right.
Which most movies are not made for me.
Yeah.
But that one in particular, I was like, I'm not laughing at any of them.
Because it's not even engaging at the least.
Nah.
But back to Becca.
Back to Becca. Becca listens to country music.
Oh, this was a moment for me.
So I'm already suspecting like Trump support.
Oh,
perhaps.
Definitely. From Minnesota?
From Minnesota, sure. Listen to country. Like, who did you vote for? I think I might have an inkling. So yeah.
But also, she said that she will listen to the Sister Act 2 soundtrack, but oh, her friends think that it's embarrassing, so she has racist friends.
She listens to country, then she followed it, yeah, with Sister Act 2. But she doesn't think it's embarrassing, but her friends would disagree. Yeah. Who are you hanging out with?
Who?
Becca.
I would happily listen to the Sister Act 2.
Prior Lake, Minnesota.
Like, what is going on? She needs to move.
Yeah, she gotta get it.
Yeah, she gotta go.
Not a fan.
She seems like she's part of lip balm and mascara Twitter. If you guys know who that is.
Uh-uh.
Just like, you know, the chapstick and mascara girls. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Natasha out of the chapstick and mascara.
Oh, are you talking about, like, girls who just put on chapstick and mascara? First of all, I do not put on chapstick.
No.
I definitely put on lip gloss. Thank you very much. Chad never owned a chapstick in my life.
Really?
Hell no. I use Vaseline. I'll have some Vaseline. But I always have a gloss. Like, a nice little lip gloss.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do the, like, mascara lip gloss life. So, I hear you. Because Becca did say one of the things she can't live with is her chapstick.
Chapstick, facial lotion. Yeah. What is facial lotion? Bobby pins, popcorn, and stamps? Stamps for what?
Stamps for what?
Are you mailing something? You're a publicist. What are you mailing?
That's true. That's a very odd thing.
Stamps?
As when you're five that you can't live without. Who's mailing letters? In Prior Lake, Minnesota, though.
I guess so. That's probably how they talk.
They might not have...
texting?
Yeah. No. I don't have that yet. That's too advanced.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Becca.
All right.
Whatever.
We'll keep watching out for you, see if you're racist.
Basically.
Next up is one of our faves from Countdown to Ari.
Yes, from the special.
Yeah, from the special is Becca M. She's very cute. She looks like Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
She is really muscular. She's a nanny from Fresno, California. Mm-hmm. And she's like a world-renowned... That's a lot.
Yeah, what are you
An award-winning rock climbing champion.
Yes, they did show her, like, climbing rocks.
Yeah, and she's won some something in her division.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of her division, Homegirl does not have an age.
Homegirl does not have an age listed on her bio.
Bio.
Yeah. I have news, though.
Can you share with
Spoiler
us?
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear this, then you can skip ahead or whatever. So yeah, there's a lot of controversy. Like, everyone was been going through the bios and whatever, and they noticed this girl, Becca, no age listed.
Yeah.
Of course, it's 2017. You can find out someone's age. The guy walking down the street right now, I can, like, find her on the internet. So, of course, they found her online. She's 22.
Oh.
That is young. That's
yeah. That is.
They're saying that's one of the young. She's one of the youngest Bachelor contestants ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. To be going for a 36-year-old man, you're crazy.
And looking for a husband. Not even Ari's age. You're 22 going on a show looking for a husband.
Right. How?
She's going to be in a house with 33-year-old women competing for the same man. Like, they're all going to be looking at her crazy.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Because she don't look a day over 19.
No, that's what I said. She could be, like, 19,
yeah.
Or she could be, like, a magical 47-year-old woman.
Right.
Who just has been wearing sunscreen her whole life.
Exactly.
But,
like, she's super cute.
Very cute.
We didn't mention she has short hair.
Yes.
She's, like, a cute little pixie cut, which
so
is...
cute.
Like, that's in the same boat as, like,
yeah,
I said the minority on the show.
Right.
I never have short-haired women.
I said it's the closest they're going to get to hijab. My girl with short hair.
Hair. Exactly. But yeah, word on the street, she's 22.
Wow, that is young.
Yep, that's young, and you can probably guarantee Ari's gonna be obsessed with her.
Yo, like absolutely.
Even just from the trailer, we'll get to the trailer. Yes. But she popped up a lot in the trailer.
A lot.
Between drama with the girls and just Ari like fawning over her.
Yeah,
she's so cute.
Yep.
She's a child.
Yeah. Oof. 22.
A child, 22, a nanny. You know, Oof. For damn sure she's still living at home.
Oh, yeah.
She's fresh out of college. 22?
Mm-hmm.
She's fresh out of college.
Or you never went.
Or she didn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
She might not have gone.
She lives in Fresno, California. She does not have an apartment on her own. She's living at home.
Yeah.
Fresno. I don't know anything really about Fresno, but it sounds like a major city.
Right. In which case, you can't afford an
apartment
rent.
Fresh yeah. out of college.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But she did say, planning in 5 years, hopefully married and having babies.
God.
5 years is older than us. That's
sad to me. 22? At 27?
27, you want to be married and having babies.
I mean, to each their own. But
yeah.
When I see that, I'm just like, you haven't even lived yet. 22, that was my favorite age.
Me too!
Favorite age. Oh my God.
22 is amazing.
That was my favorite age. I cannot imagine not living as selfishly as I did.
Exactly.
And now signing up to, like, be married and planning a life with babies.
Oh, my God. It was the most relaxed I've ever been. Was it 22 years old?
Yeah. I literally was worrying about nothing.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
I just went to party all the time.
All
and
day.
And I was. And it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right. I just fulfilled that destiny for myself.
Yeah.
Easily.
I can't relate to Becca with that one.
Me either. Not really care. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you found the age.
Yeah. I had to. One thing I noticed, though, we gotta look. She said, what's her guilty pleasure?
Uh-huh. Oh,
she
yeah.
She said, binge-watching reality television.
Mm-hmm.
Which means she has seen every season, every episode of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. She knows exactly how this show works.
Yeah.
She's gonna be on the show for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for
She's
sure.
gonna be there. I mean, besides from seeing her a lot in the trailer...
Mm-hmm.
Just her answer right here that she binge watches reality TV. She's seen every episode of The Bachelor.
Oh, Bachelor. Yeah.
She's studied this shit. She knows exactly how to get, like, through the episodes.
Yes.
Or what the progression is. Kind of yeah, much like Brian.
Oh, no.
Brian on Rachel's season was working that, he looked yeah. like he studied The Bachelor.
Yeah, he did.
And knew exactly how to win the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, just watch that, guys. Becca, just watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Becca looks like... This is ironic, but she looks like she's smarter than she looks.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she looks like a little crafty one.
Yes!
A little crafty one there.
Very sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, Becca will be watching you, girl.
I'm watching Becca. Next up, we have Bibiana.
Oh, yeah.
Bibiana, who
Person
is...
Person of color alert.
Yeah. I don't know what, you know, her ethnicity
no.
is.
Claiming her.
She's from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to peg her as some sort of Latina.
Yes.
And the name Bibiana, or maybe, I don't know, that could be many things.
Yes, it could be.
Could be
a variety.
Many things, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to claim her for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's 30. So, I mean, just comparing her to Becca already, she's 8 years on Becca.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's worlds away from Becca. What yeah. the hell are they going to talk about in
oh
the house?
Oh, my God.
What do you do with a 22-year-old? Jesus. She's from Miami. Really have much to say about her tattoo again, guys. I'm watching the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
She has an anchor on her right wrist.
She doesn't even like it.
Basic, yeah. She's like, I don't really like that one. She admitted, so she already knew. Oh god, Natasha's reading this. Shit, I need to address this. Yeah, Natasha, I have an anchor on my right wrist. I don't like it.
Oh,
okay.
God.
What else? One of her guilty pleasures, I'm sorry, this is gross, but she said popping pimples.
Ooh.
I love the shit.
Oh! You love weird hygienic things.
Not even popping pimples. I'm one of those people who watches those pimple popping Yep.
You guys, this is a real reaction. I've yep. never known this about Natasha.
I'm one of those people, like, oh! I'd be 3 a.m. on, like, a Wednesday night.
Ew!
I'm down like a rabbit hole.
And just watching,
watching pimple popping, like blackhead
that.
Videos on YouTube. There's so many out there. They create.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a huge community. I'm not by myself.
Community!
Community of people.
Oh,
I don't know what you
God.
Call this disorder that we like to watch pimples being popped.
Oh my God.
Bibiana's
so
in the community.
Yeah, she's
so
in it.
I feel you, girl.
Okay, sure.
Bibiana also used to be a Miami Dolphins cheerleader. Which, when I read that, I was like, of course you were.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. Because where would we be with the Bachelor cast and not have former, like...
former cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders from sports.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we'll watch for Bibiana.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we're rooting for her.
Rooting for her. I'm curious what her, like, ethnic background is.
Yes, definitely.
So ready to claim her, snatch her up onto our team.
Yep.
But we'll, yeah, we'll keep watching her.
Next up is Brie, who looked like she borrowed Ashley's Bump It and added probably a couple more stacks on there on this
the
photo.
Hair is high.
High up. She's from Oregon. Grants Pass, Oregon.
Dude,
I don't
where
even
they
know.
Find these girls.
I don't know what that means.
Because I know they weren't doing casting calls in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Right.
So.
Where did you drive?
I don't even know.
Maybe
well, they just, I guess they just sent in the video. They didn't go to the casting calls.
Oh, yeah. But then you have to, don't you have to go meet them? But
then you do have to fly out at some point. I think they fly you to California.
Yeah, it's like American Idol.
To, yeah, LA to greet them or to interview them.
Yeah.
Grants Pass. All right.
Grants Pass. She's cute in the face. She just looks very 90s to me.
The hair. It's just like so
the
bumped.
The hair. The really, really, really long lower lashes she has. Any beauty girls out there,
right.
Like, her lower eyelashes are really crazy
that.
Long.
Very long.
And she has a really pointy chin.
Okay.
And like a really, really heavy contoured face.
Yeah.
When she doesn't need to have a contoured face. She has a cute little narrow face.
Yeah.
So she doesn't need to do all that. And her tan.
I was just about to say, I hope you feel confident about this.
Oh, her tan is so dark on her body.
So dark.
And non existent on her face.
Come on, ladies. Why?
Ooh-wee. I don't know.
Yeah.
That. Oh no.
She also doesn't look 25, but okay.
Yeah, she looks older than 25.
Like 35.
I think you were 30.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
She
yeah, but
looks
she does
older.
She does definitely look older.
Yeah.
But she is a sports reporter.
Yep.
Which is cute. That's like a cute job. And her three people, dead or alive, are some good people. Barack Obama.
Yep, she
Barry O.
That. Yep.
Gotta love it.
She had Obama in there.
White from being from Grants Pass, Oregon. Like, that could be problematic.
That
easy.
Could have been problematic, but
yep.
She said no, let's Obama.
Yep.
Who would be my one of my first choices, of course. So.
Definitely. Her grandma, cute. And then Audrey Hepburn.
Interesting.
I would like to see a lunch with Barry and Audrey.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be a good lunch.
And she said she ordered shots.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Grandma's turning up.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe that's how they get down in Oregon. And she also said she won an Emmy.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that and I was like, okay. The Emmy is one of those award shows that has a bajillion categories that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
So she, I ain't gonna hate on her. Like, congrats, Brie, on the Emmy. Like,
yeah.
That's amazing. But.
I don't have an Emmy.
I mean, I don't have an Emmy. You know what? Let me not diminish her achievement.
But.
I'll end there.
No. Let's actually end here. Karrueche Tran has an Emmy.
For what?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people have Emmys. That's one of those things where I feel like I've seen it a lot where people are like, I have an Emmy. And it's like, what category was this?
Right. That's all I have about Miss Brie.
Like her date. Describe your idea of an ultimate date. Very simple, but like kind of what I want. Great conversation. She said, great conversation, a fun activity, good glass of wine with a view.
Nice.
I like that. If that's all you really need for a date.
And she hates when her date is boring. And you can't be boring with a, like, whack-ass, cheap-ass date like that. When you just have a glass of wine to view. You gotta be interesting.
You have to be interesting, yeah. And be a good conversationalist.
Yep.
That's why I like, my ultimate date is something that's, like, very simple. Because, really, I'm just judging. Can you hold a conversation? If you have too much activity in things... Like, someone can seem fun doing, like, anything that's, like, fun. But if we can sit down, as she said, with a good glass of wine and a view, like, can you carry this conversation? That's, like, a good test of a date, I think.
No distractions.
No distractions.
Which is the opposite of the kind of strategy of The Bachelor. Is as many distractions as possible.
As many distractions as possible. We are in a helicopter while also swimming with dolphins. And, like, playing a game of kickball with, like, some kids in the field, like, and of course, like, we're all falling in love, like, we haven't talked about a damn thing.
Nope.
Yeah. Next! yeah, girl! We have another black girl!
This is a black girl.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. She was one of my favorites. Yep. Her name is Brittany, I'm going to say, even though it's spelled like Britain. But I'm going to assume it's pronounced Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany J. 27.
Yep.
She's a marketing manager
from
San Diego. Solid job, solid age, from a solid city.
Yep. With a lot of competition.
No random whatever.
Right.
Like soda or something. Very pretty.
Very.
What did you think of, because you're like a makeup beauty guru.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on her makeup?
I really enjoy, let's say, her eye makeup when it gets up to that brow bone.
You like that?
I think it's cute for the shape of her eye.
Okay.
I don't know about her lashes. They're making her eyes look a little bit too close together and like
so
downwards.
Small. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like
making her eyes look closed almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really know. You know, sometimes when you're new to makeup, you just find a girl that you like to look at rather than a girl who looks like you. And you just copy their makeup, but really it's not the makeup for you.
Yeah, you should be finding some of the same, like, eye shape, the same this, to make sure you can, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, and it looks like you did that, Brittany J. And your foundation's a little light. But that's okay, because you're in front of bright lights. It kind of looks like they, like, attached her head onto her body in this picture. You know what I mean?
Weird.
It looks
like
weird.
Floating head.
Yeah, it looks floating.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't know. And maybe that middle part of that weave is killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me.
She's very pretty. I just wasn't a huge fan of the makeup.
And her eyebrows, their Instagram eyebrows.
They're very, like, crafted.
They're just harsh.
Yeah.
Girl, stop it. Stop it right now with these pomades, okay, and this fade.
And they draw, like, very definitive lines.
Yes!
On the eyes
oh, my God. Eyebrows. Their eyebrows, you guys. Think about what eyebrows looked like in 2010.
Right. That's true.
Right?
It's natural. Now they really look like drawn-on eyebrows.
Yes, they look cartoon eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brittany, we are rooting for you. That's why we're
very rooting for her. I really
love
her. Yeah. I love her answers and everything like that. She's very pretty. I mean, I'm not going to judge her too much on the makeup, because whatever. But
right.
I will be watching it moving forward. But... Lunch with three people that are alive. Love the answers.
Best answer.
Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders. And my queen...
The best.
Beyonce. That's a good lunch.
That's a fantastic.
Another thing I loved about her, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Loved her answer. Shows her maturity.
Yeah.
She said, I would love to see myself married, open up my own wine and tapas bar, and working towards having a child.
Mm.
Now, let's pause on that, because I really appreciated that. She, in 5 years, she's 27. In 5 years, she'll be 32.
Right.
And she said she'll be working towards having a child.
Yeah.
She don't care about nobody's timelines.
Nope.
None of these biological clocks talking about, you're in your 30s, you should be already having kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. She said, I'll be working towards having a child because I'm busy opening up my wine and tapas bar and living my married boo.
Right.
So I appreciated that. I really liked the way she worded that.
Yes.
Like, working towards, not like, I have all these babies. Like, you know, some of the other girls said that. Like, I'll have, like, I'll be married with, like, 5 kids. She said, I'll be working towards.
And I think people think you have sex for a month and you have a baby, and that's not really how that works.
Right.
Like, for most people, you have to try for, like, six
solid months. Process.
Like, it's a long time.
So she makes sense in saying that she would, like, probably be, that would be the year where she'd be, like, trying to get pregnant.
Right. Yeah.
Love it.
Nice.
Another thing I wanted to talk about from her answers.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what's your worst date memory? Love her answers because I think we all can relate.
All?
Some people have been some bad dates.
Let's do a side note. I think anyone who's dated some hood niggas, this is triggering. This is a trigger warning.
She said, we went to a cheap date, he ordered for me, and then wanted to split the check. Then he asked if I wanted to come over after.
But you know you can picture these hood niggas taking you to Applebee's
totally
for those $1 margaritas or whatever they have.
Yeah.
Ordering for you.
Trying to be all, like, suave.
Uh-huh.
And then be like, so we splitting this? And you know that moment? Because this is let me see now. I've been on... I think there's only one first date where I had to pay.
Ooh! The whole thing?
No, hell no.
Oh.
Where we had to, like, split. I'm trying to think.
Oof.
But that moment when the check comes, every girl goes through this, the check comes, first date, I'm like, as a dude, you better be paying for this.
Oh, yeah.
At least the first date.
Yeah.
And so we all kind of do that, like, reach for your bag and, like, you know, pretend like you're wrestling for it. And you're just hoping that the guy is like, oh, no, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah.
But in that moment, if he's not saying quick enough, and I have to pull out my whole entire wallet, and I think kind of all these dumb online dates are blending. But I'm like, damn, I'm actually pulling out my wallet. I'm opening the wallet now. I'm grabbing my card out now. And through all of this, he's not saying, don't worry, I don't got it. Or don't worry, I got it. So I know what she feels.
And in those moments, it's almost like you're looking at yourself.
Yeah, I'm like literally outside of my body.
Yeah. No, you're Tasha, looking down on you.
You're at a date right now.
And you're looking at...
really about to make you pay.
That nigga across from you, like, you're about to make me pay.
You're really about to make me pay.
Woo! That is
put down the card and you have to...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
A smile and keep going, but in my head I'm like, bye.
Oh my God, you guys have never been through that.
The worst. If you can't pay for a first date, you have no business going out on a date with me.
What?
The first date at the bare minimum is the one you should be paying for.
Because the first date is usually drinks.
It's usually just drinks. But even if it is dinner, it's like, come on.
Yeah,
you're, I don't know. Some people have different thoughts on this. Like I definitely consider myself like a modern feminist, black feminist woman.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm very traditional on is like that first date, that nigga baby paying.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Period. That all I have for Brittany, I think.
Yeah. That was mine too.
Yeah. Love Brittany though.
Yeah.
She gave me so much to talk about and like relate to.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She has a solid ass job.
Mm-hmm.
Loved her answers. She's definitely one of my faves.
Yeah, me too.
Who's next?
Next is Brittany T, another black girl.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
I'm too excited.
I don't think this is such a thing.
You can't be more like can't be excited enough for this.
No, Brittany T's picture, she looks a little bit like a Pomeranian. I'm gonna let it go.
I hate that hairstyle. Hate that hairstyle.
But
anyways.
She has, you know, I think a really relatable experience with online dating.
She does.
She said she meets guys online and they're terrible human beings.
Yep. a lot of people can relate.
Yep.
I mean, I've done a lot of online dating. I wouldn't say any of the guys are like terrible. I haven't come across any like terrible human lies. One guy was terrible. Terrible human beings. They're just duds or just boring or just like nothing really to write home about.
Right.
So, yeah, that is very relatable. Online dating world.
Oh, she's also 30, and she's a tech recruiter from South Carolina.
Yep.
So I expect an accent, Brittany.
Yes. But she's legit. I'm loving these black girls with, like, legit ages, legit jobs, legit ass.
Yeah, right! Yes!
Yep.
Well, I expect them from be from definitely the women of color.
Yeah, they ain't gonna be from no prior, like,
Grants Pass, Oregon.
Nah. Nah.
Her three people with... Oh, my God. Her lunch with three people. Beyonce, Hillary Clinton, and Chris Evans.
Good one.
Good ones!
I like it.
I think a lunch with Hillary Clinton... would be obviously amazing. I have
not as good as
all the questions.
Bernie Sanders, I think.
You think so?
Because Bernie already just talks so much, like, off rip about. He's very he's candid.
Yeah.
Hillary's a little bit more calculated.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll let her guard down during the lunch.
I would hope so.
Bernie, I think, will give you a lot more. But Hillary, I'd sit down for her. I don't know if she'd be my choice, but I'd sit with her for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to know her feelings about. Right now, what's going on with all the men in the world right now?
Yes,
you know,
I would like to know that too,
especially considering who she's married to. I would really like to know what she really thinks for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it would be fun to have Chris Evans in there. You know, I think he's a feminist.
Yeah, people really love Chris Evans.
Yeah,
I don't
really know the difference between Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth. I don't know.
I think Chris Evans is the one that people love on Twitter. Like, he's funny or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really sure.
And then I really loved her if she won the lottery.
What
I thought her lottery answer was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
She said, pay off her student loans. Mm-hmm. I know that's fucking right. Buy her parents' houses, which is really nice that was second.
Mm-hmm.
And not first. Yeah. Or not third. I'm sorry.
Right, right.
And then buy a cute little house for herself and travel.
That's like pretty much everything I would do.
Right? Those are really responsible answers.
Yep, exactly.
Those are good. So I like it.
Good thought out intentional answers.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her most embarrassing thing she listens to. Do you know this song?
No, I don't.
So she said her most embarrassing song she listened to is Everything Is Awesome from the Lego Movie. I've never seen the Lego Movie, but I know this song because I listened to it. It's a song that's like, everything is awesome.
Oh my God, no!
From the commercial.
Yes!
Everything is awesome. It makes you so happy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're ever feeling down, listen to Everything Is Awesome from the Lego Movie.
Okay.
Next up is Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline's 26. Very pretty.
Yes, she's cute.
To me, looks 36.
Yeah, me too.
Older, right?
She looks like Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a realtor from Halston, Massachusetts. There's always a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's, like, a common, along with, like, the, you know, Dallas Cowboys cheerleader or whatever, there's always, like, a realtor in the mix.
She was the one who was showing the house in the bodycon dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in the Countdown to Ari special.
Yeah.
Showing a house and wearing a dress with cutouts.
Like, an Herb Leger fucking bandage dress.
What, girl?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What else? Her lunch with three people. Womp.
Oh my God.
Vince Vaughn. Why do I want to go to lunch with Vince Vaughn?
Never. He's such a big Trump supporter.
Oh, he is?
He's like a hardcore Trump supporter.
What? Vince Vaughn is?
Vince Vaughn.
That is disappointing.
Yeah.
I think he's very funny. I wouldn't want to go to lunch with him. But
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Betty White, which, okay.
Yeah, no.
And Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know the difference between him and the other Ryan.
Ryan Gosling?
Yes. Who's married to Eva?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
Ryan Reynolds is married to Blake Lively.
Yes.
Okay. He's also very funny on Twitter. Don't know if I need him at lunch.
No.
I don't need to go to lunch with any of these people.
No.
Like, at all.
And she had a very elaborate lunch.
She said it'll be a blast of lunch. We pretend it was Betty's birthday at a hibachi restaurant. Like, she really thought this out.
How long have you thought about this?
She really thought this out.
Oh, my God.
All right. What else to mention?
She's a beauty queen.
Yeah, former Miss Massachusetts Teen USA.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just like a very bachelor contestant thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, and she had the worst answer to what does being married mean to you.
Oh God, no.
She said it means never quitting. It means never being too old to be too silly or dance in the rain.
Oh yeah, she gave one of those like...
Like, you just combined a bunch of phrases.
All the cliche phrases that,
like,
you hear.
What? This is how you know you're in your early 20s. By that answer.
Yeah.
Whack. Terrible. Next is Chelsea,
mm-hmm.
who is 29, and she's a real estate executive assistant
mm-hmm.
from M-E? Is that Maine?
Maine,
yeah. Oof, from Maine. And she has wave lines tattoos on the sides of her hands.
Oh, I know.
The palms of both hands.
Like, it's like a wave.
It's a wave.
That little simple thing you see on Pinterest all the time.
I've never seen that before.
Basic.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. Well, okay. And her answer, this girl. Which non-U.S. city is the most romantic to you and why? Take this girl to France, the country.
France is not a city.
Nope.
If she had said Paris, so I think we know what she means.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Most romantic city, Paris. Okay, we got it. Just, like, phrase it correctly. It, like, irks me.
Not even phrase it correctly. Just know that France is not a city.
The answer to the question.
Right, right, right.
Basically.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the trailer, this is the girl who's the mom?
Yeah.
I think this is her.
I think she's going to be drama.
Yeah, she's definitely going to be drama. She thinks she deserves all the time with Ari because she's a mom. I'm not really sure what Bachelor she's been watching, but that ain't the protocol over here.
Mm-mm. Next, we have Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
She looks like a porcelain doll.
Yeah, she does in a little bit of a weird way.
Straight up like Annabelle.
Yes.
Oof. And I say that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's really nice hair.
It's like a, really full hair, dark eyes, a little porcelain doll, like pixie face. She's from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Already worried.
Yikes.
Anything from West Virginia makes me scared.
Scares me.
Yeah.
Oh. She's a bright girl, though.
Yes.
She's striving for her PhD in chemical psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Currently working as a research coordinator. She's, like, legit.
Yeah. She's not playing around with education
or
anything.
Not playing. Yeah. Nah. She also just, like, keeps herself busy. She...
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's... Oh, no. I think I misread this. So, if she won the lottery, what she would do is build a wildlife or wild animal conservation.
Yeah.
In
Africa
slash India, which
a continent slash a country.
People. Africa is not a country. Like, I can't. I'm so exhausted to even like dissect that.
Oh dear.
But, I mean, I like what she said she would do with the money. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, have a pet cheetah. I definitely have a pet cheetah too. So that's cool.
I ain't spending my lottery money on that.
I would. If I had the lottery money?
How much would you want?
$400 million?
What you gonna do with that pet cheetah?
I would, oh my gosh, I would pet it. I would put it on Instagram. I would train it to love me.
Not when your first answer is, I would pet it. okay.
Janet Jackson had a pet jaguar, so I've always wanted to have a pet wild cat.
I want a nice dog. Standard dog.
Y'all. Fine.
Cheetahs and shit. Mm-mm.
And then her lunch with three people. Mm. I was like, oh, David Foster. Yeah, David Foster, the music producer. Nope.
Yeah, I had to look that up too. Who was this again?
David Foster Wallace, who was an author who killed himself.
Oh, he wrote Infinite Jest.
Yes.
Which I've never read, but is like one of those novels that you're like supposed to read.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the most critically acclaimed authors of our time, and he killed himself. Girl, why would you resurrect him from the dead?
Yikes.
He doesn't want to be here. And then Julius Caesar.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Caesar, which is very odd.
Yeah.
And then Thomas Jefferson, also very odd, but I would have questions for you, Tom.
I got mad questions. I'm not wasting my lunch invitation
for
Thomas Jefferson, but I will slide on in.
Yep.
Got questions for you, sir, founding father / child molesting rapist.
Anyway!
Slave holding jackass. Bye.
Oh, dear. And she would also have antipasta and cocktails, which says a lot. She's not eating. She's not into food.
Antipasta, that's like the little round balls and like those little round mozzarella balls.
Yeah, mozzarella balls and like whatever, like
crackers and
arugula.
Stuff. Yeah, no.
Something terrible.
Alright, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I could see her going home on like the first night.
Me too! Just because she looks like she might practice witchcraft. Like, she just looks like a lot is going on there.
She just looks like, I don't know, I don't want to judge her, because she works in, like, academia.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, she seems very intellectual.
Yeah, maybe too intellectual for,
Able
to hack it in the house.
Yeah.
These girls are all duds.
Yeah.
Compared to her, like, brilliance.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And so logical that she probably can't play the game.
Right. She could be very logical-minded as well. Yeah. And so just, like, can't get out of, like, can't let herself down, like, let her guard down enough to, like, participate in the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, what do you mean we have to do this to do, like, I don't know. I just can't see her, like, fighting for Eric's love.
No.
The same way I could see Ashley.
Eric's love?
Amber.
Ari's love.
Oh, sorry.
Eric is
not my Eric. Not my husband. Sorry. Ari.
All right, Jacqueline.
Next is Jenna. And she's very cute.
Is she?
I thought she was very cute.
My first note under Jenna is looks horrifying. Like, wait, listen, it continues. Looks horrifying, comma, like a mannequin, comma, no top lip. She looks scary. She looks like a Stepford Wife robot.
You know what she looks like? She looks like JonBenet Ramsey if JonBenet Ramsey grew up and was a real person and like
that's totally
was able
dead
to live.
On. You guys, yeah. Please go look at Jenna.
Yes.
She looks like a grown JonBenet Ramsey. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Creepy.
We're a little weird.
Mm-mm.
And she doesn't have a top lip.
No top lip. You know what I say about people with no top lip?
I know. It's like people who don't like...
trust people with no top lip. Huh?
People who don't eat bread.
I don't even know that was a thing. But I for damn sure ain't fucking with nobody who don't eat bread.
By choice. Shout out to our Australian listeners. But she is a social media manager in Indiana. Upland. Indiana, which I've heard of.
Okay.
And she just looks like she'll be here for a long time.
Really? Her answers didn't give me much.
Yeah.
Can't really read her. One thing, she said, I hate it when my date stares at his phone a lot.
Mm.
That's never happened to me on a date.
Me either.
I feel like it's less common than people talk about.
Yeah.
Like, always, like, a date... When they talk about, like, dating faux pas, it's, like, having your phone out. I feel like on dates, most humans don't have their phone out.
Me?
I've never been on a date yet where a guy, like, was on his phone or, like, had it out on the table.
Yeah, no.
No. So...
And I've dated guys with, like, a phone, a walkie-talkie, and they're still not... They're still into the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And so, she's 28. I would think that the 22-year-old would say that.
Right. Maybe she's had... I mean, sure, that's maybe happened to her.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's not to me.
Yeah. But that's it.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Another Midwest girl.
Yeah.
So, it's about this time when all the girls start to look alike.
Yes.
They all start to look alike, sound alike. This is another blonde from the Midwest, like, throwing a bag with all of them, and I can't tell them apart. Like,
but she's also 25.
And she's 25. Young. Another youngin'.
Yeah.
She has a feather tattoo on her shoulder. Like, I really love this question. The tattoo question.
Yeah.
This really is very telling.
Yeah.
What does feather tattoo on your shoulder mean to you?
Right.
I'm sure she can. She can come up with some explanation, but like, you couldn't pick something else. Like,
right.
No, I hate basic tattoos.
But she gave me some content.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what are you most afraid of? Picking the wrong person to marry. Bitch, you were on the wrong show.
Yeah.
You were on the wrong TV. Have you seen The Race?
Chances are Ari's the wrong person for you.
Yes. Chances are, even if he picks you, you all are not going to survive.
No.
So,
track record is piss poor on this franchise.
It's terrible. And then her fictional character is Lola Bunny.
So Lola Bunny was a little like... A little thought cartoon.
Yes.
Cartoon bunny, right?
A thought in Space Jam.
Oh, she's from Space Jam.
Space Jam.
She's a little side pony. Side ponytail, her little crop top, little daisy boots. Looking like a pure cartoon thought.
Yes, which is iconic black cinema.
And Space Jam. Yep, it is.
I appreciate. What's her name? Jenna? Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny. So I appreciate that, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, girl.
Her guilty pleasure I like. That's my guilty pleasure. She said, Sundays lying in bed all day watching reality TV and eating pizza.
Yeah. That's
basically what I did yesterday. And what I do every weekend.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Next is Jessica.
Jessica.
She's from Calgary, Canada.
Okay.
Anyone who watched Total Divas, you know about Calgary, Canada. She's 26, and here's the first warning sign. She's a television host.
Calgary.
Okay. Then she said, I was born in Canada, but I also love the glitz and glam lifestyle of L.A.
Mm. What are you on the show for, Jessica? A husband or an agent?
And I just am worried. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about Miss Jessica. I think she's here for the fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she's here for love.
I'm not here for the right reasons.
No.
As they say.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope, nope, nope.
Her favorite sports were so white.
Yeah, they were.
I'm like, I play none of these. Or no, I do any of these. Snowboarding, wake surfing.
I don't know what that means.
Weightlifting, okay. Running, yeah. Spin, CrossFit, no. Yoga, and Pilates. Like,
no.
The whitest sports are like fitness activities.
I thought that for somebody who wants to be on TV, she needs to be a little bit funkier.
Yeah.
Your name's Jessica and you're blonde. You need to be a little bit more
spice
interesting.
Spice it up. Yeah.
You know how many Jessicas who are blonde in LA?
His answer should be a little bit more unique.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But she does have a nice charitable side to her.
Yeah.
She builds homes for homeless families in Mexico.
Every year.
Yeah.
Her family. It's dope.
It's really cool.
A little bit of red flag, though. Mm-hmm. Like, the question before that, she said, who are you closest to in your family? She said, my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Best friend, role model, dance partner, and part-time roommate.
Ooh-wee.
That mean?
What does that mean for you or your mom?
Right. You living at home or your mama staying with
your
you?
Your mom's with you?
What does that mean?
Because you're 26.
Mm-hmm.
So being staying with your mom, that's fine. But also, like, part-time roommate makes me feel like your mom is staying with you.
You. Which means funky family dynamics about
which
to come
means
up on that hometown.
She made it to hometown.
So I'm so excited.
Woo, mama's on the couch.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep, waiting for a court date.
Oh, my.
I'm coming.
For a court date of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't wait to see, like, hear what that's about.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm excited.
Yikes.
All right, Jess, keep watching her.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Kendall.
I'm sorry, you said that. Exciting. There's nothing exciting
Kendall.
About Kendall.
Yeah. 26, creative director, which, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Santa Clarita, California. The most outrageous thing she's done sounds nuts.
Yes, no, it sounds crazy.
She said, I once drove a car off of a ramp and through the caboose of a moving train.
Yes.
But, like, what?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Nutcase.
Yeah.
That's nuts. She also collects taxidermy. Which they showed in the Countdown to Ari special.
Yeah.
She talks about in her thing. I feel like they're going to play the shit out of that.
Yeah.
She's always going to be the taxidermy girl.
And like, she's probably going to bring one to her limo thing.
Yeah.
She's going to bring some antlers.
She's going to walk. Yeah. That's exactly what we already know. She's going to walk out the limo with a piece of taxidermy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a weird ideal mate. She said tall, easy smile. What's an easy smile? And someone who can survive a zombie apocalypse?
Type body.
Type body? What does that mean?
Just fit?
She could have just said that.
Yeah. I'm like
a zombie.
Fit guy?
Can't anyone survive a zombie apocalypse? Or no one?
So just like a fit guy. Cool. That's my ideal mate too, I guess.
Right. I don't know.
All right.
Next is Crystal. Next. Who I thought was so cute.
Crystal's cute. Crystal looks like Chanel West Coast. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes!
Fantasy Factory.
Oh my god!
Yeah. She's on Love and Hip Hop now, actually.
What?
Yeah, girl. Chanel West Coast.
No.
Love and Hip Hop New York? Yeah, she's on Love and Hip Hop New York.
Well, we're fact checking. Crystal is 29. She's a fitness coach in Montana, which I can't imagine there's a whole lot of money there.
Mm-mm.
Because who wants to be fit in Montana?
Montana.
God.
She should have an Instagram or something.
Yeah, she better. But by the time this show comes on. And her answers were all really, like, corny. And I guess it's because she's in the fitness world and in Montana.
Yeah.
So she's corny.
Yeah. Her one answer I did like, which is probably my same answer. So they said, what are you most afraid of? She said, unused potential. That is, like, so my... I don't know if that's my fear or anything I'm afraid of. I think that's something I think it's one of the saddest things in life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, untapped potential.
Yeah.
That's real sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fear. I relate, Crystal.
Yeah, it's a legit one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's a good fear for a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Or just like an entrepreneur in general.
Yeah.
Because like,
yeah. Really, who's serving other people. That's like a really good fear to have.
Yeah.
Damn, Crystal, you made us get all deep.
Yeah. Well, our other answers are dumb.
So what?
That one, I'm really digging.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, Crystal, man, she's so cute, though.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Really cute. Love her face.
Yeah.
Next, Lauren B.
One of the wackest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oof.
She's not cute, either.
No!
Not cute.
Ugh.
25, tech salesperson from Virginia Beach. Very young. Mm-hmm. Okay, another one, young one. Listens to Taylor Swift.
And in parentheses, put that she's basic.
Yeah, she's a T-Swift, parentheses, so basic.
Like, you know you're whack, and you admitted it.
Yes.
You couldn't change it just to Beyonce?
Just for the sake of looking cooler. Like, you just knew it was basic, you just have to write it anyways.
Right.
Wax. I've been done with her since she said, I do not fuck with nobody's Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm.
So, womp. She does watch The Real Housewives.
Yeah. So that's good.
Because, I mean, we love that.
Mm-hmm.
She's a second degree black belt. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
All right.
Anyway, next.
Next.
Ooh. Our first dark skinned black girl.
Yeah.
Like nice almond. Like her foundation color would be warm almond.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like she's a Fenty 400 foundation shade, okay. I would say.
She's so pretty.
She's so, so pretty.
She's one of the prettiest.
Great hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so pretty, so cute. She is
Lauren
a recruiter.
G, is her name?
Oh, sorry. Lauren G. Yeah, this is the series of Laurens.
Yeah, starting it off.
She's from Indianapolis, and she does have a star behind one ear. So, but at least she has a few tattoos and not just one.
She says she also has a couple on her finger. I love finger tattoos.
Yeah, so do I.
Or she has a couple finger tattoos, what she said.
Yeah.
I love finger tattoos.
And they're also a commitment because you have to get them done a lot because you use your hands so much and they rub off.
Yep.
So that's something to give you something, Lauren. And then if you want to be someone else for a day, who would it be? And she was the first person to mention Oprah.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
Oprah hasn't been to lunch with nobody. Nobody's put Oprah at their lunch table.
Right, which is
shit, crazy
to me because I have only known white women to be obsessed with Oprah. But yeah, she was the first one to mention Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she would dye her hair purple, which is so cool.
I secretly want to dye my hair a crazy color, too.
I know. I want to do rose gold, but that's like a lot.
That's a lot.
I know.
That is a lot.
2018, guys. It's coming. The avatar is about to change.
Purple. I like purple. I could get down with purple. Blue, I've thought, as well.
Yeah.
Bucket list. She wants to go to Egypt. Visit the pyramids in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Love that. But yeah, love Lauren G.
Yeah.
Solid black girl. So pretty. I think she's the prettiest one, in my opinion.
Yeah, me, too.
Love it. Next, another Lauren!
Another Lauren.
The fourth one? The third one.
There's four,
so we have another one after this.
Oh my god.
Lauren J. My girl is 33.
Woohoo!
She's not here to play around
because
we already know this clock is ticking. Solid age. She's 33. She looks 33.
Yes, in a good way.
In a good way.
She looks like young Kelly Ripa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
Super
see that.
Cute.
She's a recent master's graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what that means.
It's all about education.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. She's educated.
Yeah, very educated. I know she does for a living, but okay.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that. They're like, former this.
Yeah.
Like that. What
are they doing?
For a living. That is the only thing I want to know. Whatever. She's from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Another person who loves The Little Mermaid. That was another theme that like popped up a lot. A lot of Little Mermaid Ariel things.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure, which I don't believe for a second. Eating full meals in bed, like putting a legit body towel over me and ordering pizza. No plates needed. She looks bony as hell.
Yeah, she does.
It's like one of those things you say to like be down to earth.
Yes.
Yeah, I just order pizza all the time. Just like eat it on my bed. No, you don't, Lauren J. You haven't had pizza in like 4 years. You're like definitely eat a paleo diet and work out 5 times a week.
You always bring up the paleo diet.
Because that shit is just weird. It looks like something that Lauren J would do. It looks like she eats paleo.
We'll bring up the paleo diet before she brings up like veganism.
Right.
And there's a people being thin. she will bring it up first.
Yes. It's so bizarre to me. Oh, paleo. That's the one where you like eat like a cave person?
Yes.
I can't. Yeah. People just make shit up. Whatever. So yeah, Lauren J looks like she eats paleo. She don't look like she be eating nobody's pizza on a bed. So bye.
Yeah, no. But really interesting. If you want to really impress a man, what do you do and why? Just let him know I like him. I'm over games.
Because this bitch is old. I ain't got no time. She's 33. She ain't coming here to play. God. And she's sitting in the house of Becca.
Oh my God.
That like, Becca so literally just started dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren is like, I'm trying to be out this game because I'm old. And I can say this guy, 33 is not
old. It's not that old.
But compared to some of these other babies in the house, and being 33 going on this show, she's not here to play around.
Right.
Like, she's really looking for a husband. I'm definitely going to be watching Lauren.
Yeah.
She's like one of the oldest, like most mature, I'm assuming. She's really pretty as well.
Yeah, she's really cute. And then next is Lauren S. Our last Lauren, you guys.
Lauren, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord have mercy. She's 31.
Lauren.
She's from Dallas, Texas, which makes me very scared.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
She also listens to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
It's a hell no for me.
She said if she could be someone else for a day, literally in anyone Taylor Swift's girl squad. Does Taylor Swift still have one?
Wasn't that one music video?
Yeah. And then she would love to see Hamilton.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yeah. No. But she had a really funny answer to one. She said, what was your highest athletic achievement? And she said, participation trophies.
I thought that
was really funny.
Me too, girl.
Yep.
No athletic abilities. None. But I did participate. Next is Mikkel. Mikkel, I think, is very pretty.
Yeah, she is.
I like her blonde. It's a different blonde.
Yeah.
It's like an icy blonde.
Yes.
With like a darker kind of root.
Uh-huh.
It's done well.
Very.
But Mikkel is 23.
Ooh.
What are you doing here?
Why?
Go live your life. Like, what the hell?
And you know what? If Ari wasn't so washed, I wouldn't be so concerned. Like, if Ari was like 28, I'd be like, okay, fine.
Go.
Ari's 36.
He's old.
No, he's too old for you, girl.
Way
23
old.
From Utah?
American Fork, Utah.
It can't be real.
God, is way too young.
Yeah.
What else? She's an adrenaline junkie, she claims.
Yeah.
Most romantic non-US city, Paris. She got it right.
Yes, she did.
She loves Halloween, which,
in a weird way.
Yeah. Love dressing up, love creepy, scary. I feel a lot of white people love
dressing up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dressing up in general, but Halloween is like their holiday. She has some growing up to do.
Right.
Her answers are so basic because she has nothing to say because she's been on the planet for 23 years. Like, come on.
My goodness.
Go live your life.
Yeah.
Get off the show.
Yeah.
Next.
Next is our favorite.
Yes, definitely one of my faves.
Marique.
Sure, Marique.
Oh my God, we love her. We loved her from the preview.
Yes.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to claim it right now. She's the prettiest on the show.
She is,
I think. She is gorgeous.
I think. Yeah, no, she is. She's really pretty. Yeah.
She's really pretty.
She is. She's Indian, right?
Sure.
I mean, her mom, they owned like an Indian restaurant.
An Indian restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's really pretty. She said she was very spicy when she was on the show. Or on the, what was it called? Countdown to Ari. She said she hopes Ari can handle her spice.
Mm, probably not, but okay.
Probably, definitely not. Nope. Because he's a race car driver, girl. But that's fine. She's not a business owner. She is a restaurant owner.
Yeah.
She has a real standing business.
Mm-hmm. The only Indian restaurant in Salt Lake City, I'm sure.
So I'm sure it does very well.
I'm sure it does. It's killing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No competition. Mm-hmm. And she owns it with her mom, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
She's going to make a good wife. She can cook.
Yep.
She's a full-on cook.
Yep.
She cooks all the time. She mentioned unfulfilled potential.
Oh, she did.
As one of another thing she's afraid of.
Oh.
Like somebody else who said that. But yeah, I think she's just very pretty.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, because if you own a successful restaurant, you have to have some brains.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to hear her talking to Ari and definitely to some of these other girls, these 23-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to see those conversations.
Next up, the next three girls.
Mm hmm.
Are black, so we just gonna be real
very
amped
exciting.
Up, guys.
Yep.
Next up is Nysha. Nysha is 30.
Yep.
good age. Orthopedic nurse from South Carolina.
So she has a degree, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She, best three attributes, loyal, honest, good listener. Love the good listener part.
Yes.
You know, that is like my thing.
Yeah.
That's what I would consider one of my best attributes as well.
Yes.
And I think it's a good, solid quality to have in a person.
Yeah.
Good listening skills.
And those are three things that you need to have in a mate.
So yeah, she sounds like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her movie choices. All-time favorite movies. You said Sandlot, which is a classic.
Hated it.
What?
Hated it. Sorry.
Sandlot?
Yeah.
You don't like Sandlot?
The dog across the fence? Yeah, no, I couldn't do
goodbye.
It.
Oh, goodbye. We can't do this. Next, she said, we literally can't have this conversation. The Sound of Music.
Nope.
I'm not a huge Sound of Music person, but, like, I appreciate that she threw that one in there, like, as a classic.
It is definitely a classic. It's way too long, but that's fine.
And then she said Nightmare on Elm Street. Also a classic. I liked her movie choices.
Okay, yeah.
I really did.
Sure.
She gave a nice variety.
Yes, definitely a variety.
Good variety.
And, you know, an ode to the classics, as you said.
Yeah. All right, nice show. We'll be watching you next for you.
Olivia.
Obviously, but...
Next.
Who's next? Olivia.
Olivia is a marketing associate from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And Olivia is 23.
Mm-hmm. And her answer sounds very 23.
Her movie choices were good.
They were.
Love and Basketball, yes. Forrest Gump, and Mean Girls.
Yep. Solid, all three.
Solid movies, but also very young.
Also, show. Oh, yeah.
This, she's very, very young.
Been watching movies for the last only 23 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Book choice, though.
Oh my god, I didn't even read. I just saw 50 Shades of Grey, didn't even read the question.
Her favorite book of all time.
All time, you guys?
That's what you wrote, Olivia? Come on.
Oh my god.
God.
Even appreciate a good self-help. I would even appreciate,
even like a self-help.
Like a You Are a Badass.
Yes.
That Jennifer, whatever her name is, book.
Yeah.
Girl Boss, even.
Even that.
If you're really going to want to be the millennial Gen Zer, then.
Or even something like The Great Gatsby. Like,
right.
Basic that we all read in high school.
Like,
50 Shades of Grey, that's your favorite book of all time. I saw that answer. I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Bye, Olivia.
I'm sorry, Olivia.
Yeah.
I know you're black and, you know, we're rooting for
She's
you. 23. But you're
23. The age already made me like, I'm not rooting for you. But
I know. And you have no makeup on in your picture.
Yeah.
And your favorite book is 50 Shades of Grey.
Bye.
Can't do it. Sorry.
I'll be watching you. But
yes.
I ain't rooting for you, really. Nope. Next up.
Oh, yeah.
Our last black girl, who also one of my faves.
Oh, yeah.
CN.
Solid standing for prettiest girl in the house.
Oh, for sure.
Solid.
She's in the top three, I'd say.
Yeah.
For sure. CN, I think is how you pronounce it. 27, commercial real estate manager, Long Beach, Cali. Also, we'll talk about it with the trailer, but she was in the trailer, like the preview, a lot.
A lot.
I think she goes far.
Me too, because she was in some one-on-ones.
She was in some one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Like, Ari likes CN. I think she's going to be one of the black girls that makes it pretty far.
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure. Her top five things you can't live without sounded very Cali. Like,
yes.
Sounded like
yeah.
She's from Cali. She
yeah.
said, yoga mat, passport, okay. Lip gloss, sunglasses, and the ocean. She's obviously from Long Beach, California.
Yeah, like, so obvious.
It sounded super Cali.
I'm cool. excited to hear her talk.
Yeah.
Because I feel
I'm
like.
To see what she sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Valley Girl is.
Like, oh my god, my yoga mat.
Oh my god, my yoga mat.
Kale.
Oh my god. Her favorite holiday? I liked her answer. I didn't
yeah.
like this. New Year's Eve. Because of new beginnings and lots of champagne.
That's a really cute answer.
That's a cute answer.
Yeah.
I don't even really think of... When I think of favorite holidays, I think of, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
Like things like that. So New Year's Eve, I'm like, yeah, that is a holiday,
mm-hmm.
actually. And it is, like, new beginnings. It probably is one of my favorite. I love the New Year.
Oh, my God. It's one of the most positive days
it's
of the year.
It's so positive.
Yeah.
You reflect on, like, how the year went. And you're,
mm-hmm.
like, excited for a new, like,
chapter.
New chapter to start. New
mm-hmm.
beginning. She won the lottery. Was she doing, like, that
oh,
answer
yeah.
as well? She said, buy each of my family members their dream homes. Which is a lot. Like,
yeah.
You had to win the Mega Millions for that. Everybody's getting a house. Goddamn. And then travel the world and do philanthropic work.
Philanthropic.
Philanthropic work.
Yeah.
which is basically what I would do, I
feel. Yeah, that's really nice.
Travel and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Favorite TV show? Game of Thrones.
I know, yeah.
She said, even though I'm often confused. Me too. So I like her. I feel like I really like hang out with her.
Yeah.
She sounds fun.
She's really cute.
And cute and dope. And I like her choice of top.
Yes, very nice.
White lace long sleeve, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. With like a little cutout keyhole thing in the front. A little choker necklace.
Yeah.
She looks gorgeous.
Instead, earrings, a side part, which I really appreciate.
Side part.
Y'all girls with these middle parts, you guys don't know what it's doing, okay? It's like, and speaking of middle parts, next is Tia.
Oh, jeez.
And Tia, I don't know if we should claim Tia.
No. I have intel on Tia.
Okay. Damn. Well, Tia's 26. She's a physical therapist. I don't know how she's a physical therapist already, and she's 26. How'd she get your degree that fast? And she's from Arizona. Wiener, Arizona.
Wiener, Arizona. And I have to stop you there because Tia is Raven's BFF.
Oh.
Raven from Nick Viall's
season.
She was the runner-up on Nick's season.
Right,
and then she was just on Bachelor in Paradise, and now in a relationship with Adam.
Yes.
And this is Tia is Raven's best friend.
Oh my god, how cute.
So she's kind of like a Bachelor insider.
Yeah.
Which, is that fair? I don't know. Is this fair?
No, it's not.
Right?
No.
She knows exactly, like, Raven gave her the whole rundown of how the producers operate, what to say when, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm. And she was probably highly recommended by Raven.
Yeah,
probably.
So unfair.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Damn, Tia. And you have your right eyebrow is so high up.
Real high.
She has some really weird tattoos.
What does she have?
She has an owl on her tricep, which is ambitious for a woman.
Yikes, yeah.
To have anything on the tricep is like, whoa.
Mm-mm.
Then patience on her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Mama and Papa on her left foot.
She's from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. And then peace on her right foot.
Mm-hmm.
You need reminders of all those things?
Yeah.
Patience, your parents, and peace?
What is the peace one about?
I don't know, and I hope it's not a peace sign.
Even worse.
That would be terrible.
Please, no.
Terrible. And then her best trip was Cancun to a swingers resort.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she said it was fun, which scares me.
Why were you at a swingers resort?
How'd you make it there?
How'd you make it there? Who booked that?
Yeah.
Like, did you know before?
Did Raven go?
Was Raven there? Do we have photos?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, did you book that before knowing it was a swingers resort? Or did you get there and then you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah, they just go with it.
Yeah, then that's actually kind of fun.
Right, because that could have been an easy Groupon mistake.
Right.
You know?
Right. Tia just looks like a Bachelor contestant.
Yeah, she does.
I said on the Twitter thread, she looks like a love child between Raven and JoJo.
Oh my god, JoJo!
She looks like JoJo-esque.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
So,
next, Valerie. Valerie looks like a punk rocker.
Yeah.
Chick. I like her.
She's got like purple red hair.
Yeah.
It's cute.
She's a 25-year-old server from Nashville. I can see that. I can see her working in like a cool rock.
Yeah.
Like they have live rock music.
Yeah.
She's like the server.
Yeah, definitely.
She like dated the...
The guitarist?
Not even the guitarist. She dated like the sound engineer.
But she said she bought her first house in downtown Nashville before she turned 25.
That's impressive.
Which makes me think that she's a little bit more than a server. Wink, wink.
Right. Or that housing in Nashville is dumb
cheap. Yeah, that's true. I've heard it's good retail. What's it called? The housing market is like really good in Nashville.
So I was like, should I be proud of her? Or just like, is everyone at 25 buying the house in Nashville?
Because I'm just like, how can you be a server and buy your first house? Before you're 25, which is now.
She must do... Well, okay, one thing I didn't know. She's 5'11".
Yeah.
She definitely must do some modeling.
Yeah, probably.
It's like a little side hustle that I'm sure she has. She's very pretty.
And Nashville's a city where they have their own kind of economies going.
Yeah, for sure.
I could see her going for Nashville Magazine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So she must have some little side hustles.
Yeah. Yeah, she is really pretty. So she could easily do modeling.
Yeah. Favorite holidays, also Halloween.
So odd.
She says she has a closet packed with over 50 costumes.
That's crazy.
That's mad.
And it makes me think she does other weird things.
Yep.
Wink.
Yep.
Probably to get that house. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
You said it, not me.
And she speaks Spanish.
Oh, that's she cool. Does. That is cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
Another thing I noticed on her fear, she says she doesn't like swimming in the deep ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she said that means that her one-on-one date for sure is going to be on a boat.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be.
And they're going to do snorkeling.
Yeah,
yeah, snorkeling.
Yep.
So, like, note to any girl on The Bachelor, when they ask you your question, what's your biggest fear, don't ever give them the real fear.
Yeah.
Or don't give them anything that could potentially be a date.
Right.
They're going to put you on that date.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Poor, what's her name? Valerie.
Poor Val. She's very pretty, though.
Yeah, she's cute.
Looking at her face. Yeah, I love it. Her makeup's great.
She just, and her
it's good
hair.
Makeup, right?
Yeah, it's really good makeup. Yeah.
Eyebrows look nice. And
eyebrows look nice. Her under eye smokiness, I appreciate it.
I like the under eye smoky.
Yep, yeah. It's cute.
Nice.
So, wait.
All right, we did it.
Yep.
29 girls.
And you did it with us, guys.
You did it with us.
Thanks
Jesus.
For coming along.
It's a lot of people.
Oh, my God. So, that concludes the bios, finally.
Oof.
Top favorites. I would say that my top favorites are, in no particular order, Marique.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Cien.
Same.
I'll say Brittany T.
Who's Brittany T?
Brittany T is the...
black girl.
Second black girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I like Marique, the Indian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cien. Black girl who we saw a lot in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I like the first Brittany. Brittany J.,
don't
wear
yeah.
like, harsh makeup.
Yep.
But I loved all of her answers.
Yeah.
And I also liked Annalise, the white girl who wants to be Tracy Ellis Ross.
That's right! Yes, Annalise!
I don't know if she's gonna last, but I fuck with Annalise.
I know, I hope she does.
Yeah, Annalise sounds cool.
Yeah, she does sound cool. She sounds like a good partner for Ari, too.
Yeah.
32.
Yeah, age-wise you know? And stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, another person I liked was the 33-year-old. Lauren J, I think.
Lauren J. Yes, Lauren J.
33-year-old. She's
yep.
not here to play.
Yeah.
I like her as well.
From Louisiana. Probably got a cute accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Excited to see those girls.
I think it's a good cast of girls.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of basic girls.
Yeah,
there's
some good
answers.
There's some pumpkin spice lattes.
There's some girls who aren't that cute. But for
yeah.
the most part, most of them are really pretty,
mm-hmm.
at least. I'm very proud of all the black girls on there outside
yeah.
of Olivia. She's too young.
Yeah.
To be here.
She is, and she's like,
way too young. Her answers were terrible.
Yeah.
But all the black girls are killing it
yep.
with their jobs, their age,
mm-hmm.
like really solid ass people. Maybe we can get another Bachelorette out of one
That's
of them.
What I was gonna say. Prediction.
Woo!
Prediction is Marique, if she makes it to the top four, I want to see her as the Bachelorette.
I would love
to see her.
Yes. An Indian Bachelorette.
An Indian business owner?
Yeah. That'd be
like,
dope.
Yes.
That'd be really dope.
Those are our favorites, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then thoughts about the trailer. Just initial thoughts around the
trailer. Yes. So you guys, if you haven't watched it, or if you didn't watch the Countdown to Ari special, you should go to YouTube and just... YouTube the trailer.
Yeah.
So you can see this.
That's all you need.
But the trailer, it's going to be some drama.
Mm-hmm.
Per usual.
Lots of tears.
A lot of tears. So I think a big storyline is Becca's age.
Yeah. Because she doesn't say.
She doesn't say it in her profile and bio. And I think in the house, she's probably going to be real fishy about it, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's sitting around, oh, where are you from? How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of just, like, plays it coy.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a thing.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck is your age?
Yeah. And then Ari doesn't know. It looks like Ari doesn't know for a while how old
she
is.
Yeah, it seems like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
But then it seems like she's going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be drama, because the girls are going to know she's young as shit. And the girls in their 30s are going to be like, what am I doing
yeah.
here? Why is she still here every week, Ari?
Yeah.
Like, are you really looking for a 22-year-old wife right now?
Nanny?
Nanny wife who's still living at home? God. So I'm looking forward to that drama and how
yes.
that plays out.
Me too.
That's going to be a mess.
Me too.
There seems to be, like, a few villains also. Like, outside of
yes.
Becca, we have, like, the feisty single mom girl.
Yeah.
Chelsea's going to be in some drama with people.
Yep.
Because she looked like she's going to be stealing time and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff and her justification. I'm a single mom. I deserve all this or whatever. So that's not going to sit well with people.
Right.
So she's definitely going to be a villain, it seems. Becca's going to be a villain because of her age.
And she looks like a crier too, Becca. She looks like she can cry.
She definitely can cry. Mm-hmm. She's like a crier for sure. Mm-hmm. There's also someone's boyfriend shows up.
Oh my god, yes!
Who is that?
It's someone's boyfriend in a suit.
Someone's boyfriend shows up in a suit, this talking about, I want to take her away, I want to propose to her, something like that. Well, that's going to be another, like, villain girl that pops up as well. Like, what? And then also from the trailer, like, in terms of the black girls, I'm looking all the time where the girls of color in the trailer. Yep. They show Sienne a lot.
Yes.
So Sienne is definitely going to be around.
Yeah.
Don't see a lot of the other girls in the trailer at all.
None of them.
So I don't know if they're making it very far.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Like, I love Sienne, but I like the two Britneys.
Yeah, me too.
I really like the two Britneys.
And
I like Lauren G. Ashley, I didn't care for that.
Well, she still needs to stick around.
But Lauren G was so pretty.
Yeah.
Marique, we didn't really... It's one of our favorites. Didn't see her too much in the trailer.
I know, which is so confusing to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all, if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Seems like it's a lot.
Tell us some of your hypotheses.
Yeah. I'm excited for the season, though.
Me too.
Very excited. Oof. Well, that's it, guys.
That's it. We're wrapping up.
We did all 29 girls. Give you our thoughts. So that's it, guys.
That's it, guys. We will see you in the new year.
We'll see you in the new year.
Wait, we'll see you in January.
January. Are we saying this?
Yikes.
If you like what you hear, please follow us, subscribe to us, write a review, tell us what you think. We are on Twitter. Our handle is 2 BLK girls. 1 Rose. And then if you have feedback for us or questions or things you want to talk about or any feedback for the podcast, send us an email. 2BlackGirls1Rose@gmail.com. The number 2 BlackGirls1Rose@gmail.com.
Oh yeah.
Yay. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.